Life isn't about avoiding the bruises. It's about collecting the scars to prove that we showed up for it. Join Nikki Seberini for the next hour as she explores heroism through illness. There is a warrior inside each of us. This is LifeLinks with the DL Link. LifeLinks is a funding initiative of the DL Link.
Well, welcome back to the DL Link Show on 101.9 High FM, where we connect you through insights, information, and illumination. And we move on from male breast cancer to the way we look at our lives. We certainly know that burnout is on the increase. It's insidious, it's slow. And 8 out of 10 workers in the workplace are at risk of experiencing burnout. In fact, many people listening right now, you may feel those symptoms of deep exhaustion, you know, sleeping, never feeling satiated, or sometimes wired, so tired, but very much too wired. Maybe there's a withdrawal from people, from things, a deep depression, an inability, a procrastination. We can go on and on and on, and it's growing. And so we're going to be unpacking, you know, what do we do with burnout, and what do we do within ourselves to shift? Do we continue to strive and tick off the to-do list and always try and reach the goals? Because that's what everything seems to be about. Or is that maybe what's going wrong? Or I don't know. How do we find the balance? Penny Meniero, who's a marketing manager at Workshop 17, is going to be joining us, who is on the line, to talk about micro moments versus macro moments and what is the difference and where should we be playing? Where should we be? So Penny, welcome. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks, Nikki. Thanks so much for having me on the show. It's great to be chatting about this. I think being in the workspace for in my 50s now, so I've been a long haul, and I've noticed a huge shift in the way we work and the way we do work. And obviously, being I don't want to say a culprit, but a member of the burnout club, 52, it's definitely prevalent, and more so as you know, with the advent of AI and more sort of productivity hacks and tools that we find ourselves, you know, leaning into, and like we're waiting for our next, you know, what is our big moment coming up, and how do we achieve those? So we're seeing, you know, particularly being in that workspace solution provider, we see a lot of burnout, and we see, you know, we see it happening around us. And we talk about the micro moments, and just to give you kind of clarity about what is a micro moment. Really, in essence, it's a small, joyful in-between moment that we take for granted. And, you know, it's a slither of joy that we find in our day-to-day grind. And then we look at, you know, we're all sort of trying to achieve or racing towards a macro moment or a macro problem, as I like to term them. But the macro moments are really very few and far between. But we benchmark our daily lives on achieving these, you know, whether we've got that promotion, or we got that raise, or we got that the next big campaign that went out, or that huge accolade. And they're not moments that happen all the time. So we tend to kind of ignore the most important moments in our everyday lives, and those are the micro moments.
I love how you've framed burnout and looking at micro and macro moments, because I think many people who are listening can relate certainly to those macro moments. And I think it's a state of, we're living in the I'm going to win. It's like I'll start living or start enjoying, or I'll relax more, or I'll feel satisfied, or whatever, when certain things fall into place. And so, yeah, it's this constant striving. And as you've said, with AI and social media, everyone seems to be working towards this big, huge goal. So I'm so interested, because you did introduce yourself as, you know, a member of the Burnout Club. For your personal experience, Penny, burnout, was it slow? How did you realize, and what was it that got you to realize that maybe you should be focusing on those micro moments?
I think there are a couple of catalysts, but one of the biggest ones was actually moving to a much quieter place in Cape Town. I'm from Cape Town.
Yeah.
And moving towards what I term as the lentil curtain. And when you can sort of wake up in the morning and appreciate just actually walking outside and looking at the mountain. And it really is a place of privilege to have that view or that landscape or whatever that might be, where you can breathe into nature. But I think that for me was, wow, you need to slow it all down. And when you kind of take heed of that and you realize that maybe your health's not so good anymore, or you're just exhausted. And I think when you talk about what is burnout and what are the catalysts, I mean, burnout can present in so many different ways. And I think many of us have kind of almost ignored the symptoms initially. And then when we're in it, we like, you know, we're so caught up in being absolutely exhausted that we don't actually even realize that we are in, you know, complete exhaustion. And it's the little things that I kind of feel pull us back to normality and pull us back to, and those are definitely the micro moments again. It's literally, you know, you get it's finding the joy in, you know, your team makes you laugh and you kind of find yourselves doubled over at the desk laughing about something rather inane or not that important. But you find the joy in that, or it's, you know, it's a colleague that pays you a compliment, and it's really not a big thing. But if we start living, I feel like, in the ordinary and in the everyday, less on autopilot, and we lean into these micro moments, it can actually make our everyday more bearable. And not that it's not bearable, but like, you know, when you're stressed, you can get through that stress.
Yeah, you know, and when you are stressed, and certainly when you're dealing with chronic stress, the issue is that to get the mind to slow down and enjoy the micro moments, that becomes the challenge, because of course you've got this mind that just doesn't keep quiet, and that's a huge part of the problem. So for you, Penny, how, I mean, you talk about being in Cape Town, beautiful, you see the mountain, and you're able to appreciate the mountain and acknowledge, you know, how privileged you are. For the person who's listening right now, who says, listen, life is pretty tough. I have to work hard. You know, I've got bills to pay, I've got things to do, I've got these responsibilities. What would you say to people? Like, what's kind of a first step in positively reminding themselves that there are these micro moments and just quietening the mind so that they are able to focus on them?
No, you're absolutely right, Nikki. I mean, it's very hard once you're in it to say, okay, life, just slow it all down. But I think if you can stop waiting for those big moments, okay, because the most meaningful engagements really are around us. And if you can just try at some point in the day, and we've all got bills to pay, and you can say it's wonderful, let's go and walk on the mountain or the beach, and you know, but in reality, absolutely, we have to take stock, and but just trying to notice what's happening around you, trying to slow down and trying to take time in your daily hecticness, that, you know, whether it is the team banter or a long overdue task that you've really been battling to finish, and you send that email, or, you know, it's the barista gives you a smile or a coffee art, and it's just trying to slow it down, trying to lean into the moment, trying to acknowledge, okay, I know I'm stressed. I know I've got so much on my plate. But if I can let some joy or a micro moment into my daily life, then, you know, the magic can happen.
Yeah, as you were speaking, I was thinking about how we want to integrate it into our normal everyday life, what we're doing. We don't want to have to think that we have to take time out to experience the micro things, and that's what I'm hearing you saying. And I just want to share, you know, from a mindfulness perspective, they talk about experiencing something as if you're experiencing it for the first time. And can you bring a beginner's mind to a situation? And that in itself is challenging because, you know, the brain works in a way where we have these habits, and then we have a way of seeing and experiencing things, whether that is what it is in that moment or not. That's become the habit. And so it's also about breaking the habits and breaking down to let me experience. You talk about the tea, the coffee, the walk, the person who's making you the coffee, the smile, and almost entering a space, if possible, with the beginner's mind. Has that ever worked for you? Have you ever heard of that concept?
Absolutely. I think that's a great concept. And I think, you know, even looking at the intergenerational workspace, we're all at completely different levels. If you look at the Gen Zs, you know, they are obviously very connected to digital technology, and it's difficult for them to kind of disconnect from it. So they're at a different stage for having that new mindset, maybe even more open to it. But I feel With that new framework of going to or accepting something completely for the first time, I think by saying to yourself, okay, this is not about putting this into my diary. This is about a serendipitous joy that I'm looking for. This is not about, I mean, you don't need to schedule it. I don't need to go into a listen to a TED talk or download a podcast, because we're so conditioned to, okay, this is a productivity hack that we have to do, and it's going to make me X, Y, and Z. If we just, I think the first thing really with this new framework or this new mindset is just stop. Take your shoes off, sit down, and just stop and think about maybe, when did I feel joy today? How did it feel driving over the boys' drive towards town to see the sunlight hit the water through the clouds? I know it sounds very Cape Town. I'm talking now. I'm just catching myself thinking, oh my goodness, I hope no one in Joburg listen to this.
We've
I
got sunshine. Listen,
do
we've got lots of
think.
sunshine, so we'll appreciate that. How's that?
I do think. I think it's, yes, you're 100% right. Start each moment or micro moment with a new framework, with a new sort of idea, and create those, or not necessarily create them if they're serendipitous. Just let it find you. It
Yeah,
doesn't
it's so
need to be prescribed.
simple. Right? It's going back to basics, 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 how we really should be. So, I mean, Penny, Workshop 17, quickly before you do go, what is it that you do there? I mean, do you work with lots of corporates? I mean, obviously you have talks and people get together. So, I mean, you're seeing firsthand this burnout, this kind of stress playing out. What exactly do you do?
So I'm the marketing manager for Workshop 17 in South Africa, and we're soon to have 16 different locations across, or nationally and in Mauritius. And I think where it's so wonderful in our sort of design aesthetic of the buildings or all the locations, either purpose-built or repurposed the buildings, they create, I would say, authentic moments where people can find these micro moments. They are open spaces where people can connect. So yes, there's always burnout. We can see people frazzled and just like at the end of their tether. But we've created these spaces where there's a conversational room for two people where you can go and have a talk with your friend. You can de-stress, you can disconnect. And there might not be a screen available in there, because we know that people need the space to just go in there, not necessarily to scream, but basically just to breathe. And I think that really so important that we've integrated these spaces and also collaborative or open spaces like the cafes, the barista areas, where people can connect. They can just seamlessly connect with one another, and it's not forced, it's real.
I think that connection is vital. And if you've got people who are collectively aware of the micro moments and they get to lean into that and enjoy that, that's so key. I think one of the greatest risks that we face presently and moving forward is the lack of connections. I think that you have this space where people can connect is very important for mental and physical health.
Absolutely.
So that's amazing. Penny, thank you so much.
Thank
Thank
you so
you for
much.
joining us and really for planting a seed for people who are listening. Yes, we do look at the macro moments. Yes, we do have to plan for a future. Yes, we do have to pay bills. Yes, we do have to meet targets, etc., etc. But the magic is in the present moment. And every time we get lost in the thought and the doing, we're not in that moment. We're in another space. And I just think it's a wonderful reminder, Penny, just to focus on those small, wonderful things that are there, they're waiting, and just to make those moments come alive. So thanks for joining us. It's been great.
Thanks a million. Have a wonderful afternoon.
Thanks, and you too. Bye-bye. Penny Meniere, who is the marketing manager at Workshop 17. And I'd like to leave you with, the question, and that is, listen, I can be in that macro moment, and sometimes I get lost in the macro moment, and sometimes I'm in the macro moment for a long time, and I know how it feels. It can feel overwhelming, and it can feel incredibly constricting, and it can feel sometimes like I just need to escape. And when I am reminded, grounded, to be in the moment, to look at the sun shining in the sky, or to look at the tiny little ant walking on the bricks in front of me while I'm sipping my coffee, instead of thinking what I have to do for the day, but really be in that moment. It literally makes all the difference. And so where do you spend a lot of your time? Is it the macro moments, or are you starting to really move into those macro moments? And hopefully this could be the first step, experiencing things with a beginner's mind. So I do hope that you have enjoyed the show. I have so enjoyed being with you. From me, Nikki Seberini, until next week, lean into those micro moments. Take care and goodbye.